Comrade Ajay Patni, Commanding Officer INS Valsura, eminent speakers from the academia and industry, and participants of this webinar, it's indeed a pleasure for me to inaugurate this maiden three-day webinar on artificial intelligence today morning. This has been some time in the making, and I think we are ahead of the curve because I just read in the Economic Times today morning that India is organizing a global summit on AI in a short while from now. And I think it is indeed very timely, and the themes of the global summit indeed are very thought-provoking. I think we will, at the outset, I will request Valsura and others to see whether we can also be part of this global summit, at least on a hearing mode, whenever it is conducted. As all of you are aware, the last three decades have seen an exponential progress in the field of artificial intelligence and big data. Terminologies such as neural networks, deep learning, reinforcement learning, natural language processing, etc., that were largely considered to be lingua franca of professors of computer science just a few years ago, have today become common parlance. And today, AI and machine learning algorithms are capable of performing millions of calculations at an affordable cost. This, of course, as all of you are aware, has been made possible due to easy availability and access to a large volume of data, powerful computers, and high storage capacities. In fact, from the open source information that I got, 90% of the data available today has been generated only over the past few years, and terabytes of data is being generated as we speak. Indeed, it is indeed becoming an environmental problem as well, because the storage of the data requires tremendous amounts of energy, which needs to be cleaned. Otherwise, it is actually contributing to global warming as well. There has been an exponential increase in the computing power of processors. As all of us are aware, the smartphones that we possess today have more powers than the supercomputers of the 1990s. And the fact that these are now cheaply and easily available, and we have multiple high-density storage devices available, these have transformed the world, and it has given the potential for AI to become a powerful tool that can be harnessed to solve real-world problems. As far as the Navy or the military is concerned, the rapid increase in AI applications has been noted very keenly by militaries the world over, and the Indian Armed Forces and the Indian Navy is no exception. This is something that is indeed coming into play on the battlefields. It is also driven by the fact that there is going to be a shortage of human capital as we go forward, with the global populations falling, and the fact that the affordability of excessive human resources has reduced tremendously. Just to give you cite an example, in 1980, China had over 7 million soldiers in its PLA, and they have come down to about 2 million today because mainly of the affordability factor. The areas where AI may have the greatest impact, of course, would be where machines outperform humans in speed, agility, and labor intensity by effectively identifying patterns. And for example, modern day surveillance techniques, which are used by the navies, generate volumes of data and imagery from an array of platforms, such as unmanned aerial vehicles, synthetic aperture radars, airborne early warning systems, satellites, etc. And this amount of data needs to be processed very quickly, because things change very fast on the battlefield, and therefore AI could help in this by identifying changes or patterns which may not be discernible in that short a time to the human eye. Essentially, as we have seen, AI could help a commander shorten his OODA loop and gain an advantage over the adversary. Other than the wartime and crisis time applications, there are a plethora of peacetime applications as well. For example, Southern Naval Command being a training command, we are looking very keenly to see whether we can use it gainfully to train our personnel, simulate war games, make better and more realistic simulators. We have already had last December a congregation or a gathering or a summit on augmented reality, on mixed reality, and those sort of things, which can augment our training and our simulators. And many of them have already been incorporated in several schools across the Southern Naval Command. As far as the Government of India is concerned, as we are aware, in 2018, it had entrusted Niti Aayog and the Ministry of Defense with establishing a roadmap aimed at research and development of AI applications in the social sector and the armed forces. Since the usage of AI can be broadly categorized under three heads, augment, analyze, and automate, that is, augment the existing decision making, automate or streamline operations and simplifications of workflows, and analyzing the patterns and responding intelligently to cyber and physical threats, the Indian Navy has accordingly made considerable progress, to my mind, in the adoption of AI. The top level leadership has been constantly engaged in the subject for the last 2 years, and we are currently pursuing projects in the domains of situational awareness, decision support, predictive maintenance, inventory management, medical diagnostics, etc. But as we are aware, technology developments in AI probably represent less than half of the battle in attempting to integrate AI capabilities into our daily affairs effectively. The real challenge lies in going beyond the hype and identifying the right people, the kind of organization that we want to create, and establishing the processes and safeguards to ride this trajectory and overcome the trough of disillusionment in the famous Gartner's hype cycle for any technology, which does seem to be setting in a bit for AI, as some recent literature indicates. The three impediments that I foresee that we need to overcome are, firstly, of course, unreasonable expectations, because there are some very high expectations of people which need to be dampened. Identification and training of the right set of people with the requisite skill set. This is indeed very important, because currently we don't really have that sort of expertise within the armed forces, and there is not enough of it available in the country as well. And that is where Valsura has been made the center of excellence for training people in big data analysis, and hopefully subsequently in AI also. And lastly, the most often asked question about the availability of clean data. As we are aware, more than 60 to 70% of the time in any AI project is taken up in cleaning the data, in putting it in a format that the computer understands, because in that sense, computers are still pretty dumb. They need to be given data in a particular format, and then they can make intelligent use of it. And this is something that is possibly the biggest task before us, because we have a lot of data, as we have seen, but we need to clean it up. We need to put it in a format where it can be used intelligently for purposes of AI. So therefore, there are two sets of problems that confront us in making use of AI's potential. The first is practical. The machine learning revolution has been built on improved algorithms, more powerful computers, and more data from which they can learn, which needs to be really formulated, the data collected, the algorithms made. And as we can see from our recent experience, that the algorithm may not work in the same manner in every, for example, if you have a motor monitoring system on a ship with a particular motor, and you have designed an algorithm to detect the first signs of trouble so that you can do predictive maintenance, this may not really work on the same motor in a different part of the ship, because the vibrations may be different, the adjoining machinery may be different, the conditions in that compartment may be different. So there are refinements that we need to bring in as far as algorithms are concerned in specific cases. And the reason for this is, of course, because the algorithms, and that is the second set of the problems, they are not cognitive, not as yet. So they're not like human mind. They can sort of not assume many things that we will take for granted. When we go to a compartment on a ship, for example, we'll automatically take in the temperature of the compartment, the nearby machinery, the running hours of the machinery, how long it has run, etc., etc. There's so many things, there are so many variables, basically, which are there, which need to be fed into any algorithm to make it. And therefore, the algorithms themselves are always works in progress. There is always a newer version, a better version of search engines, of any algorithm that you see coming up all the time. so that we make it better and better. For example, on Google, as you would seen, very often you type in something. 10 years back, it was not that fast. Today, you get 20 answers, but out of the 20 answers, you may be really only looking at two of the two of them may be entirely correct. And very often, it does ask you that, you know, I've not understood, because it may be even today, even though the search engines have become better. So this is the second set, that there needs to be a constant improvement in the algorithms. We can never say that now we have perfected it and that is enough. Therefore, over the next 3 days, when we explore options to transform the Indian Navy into an AI-enabled Navy, we need to keep in mind that although modern AI techniques are powerful, they're also limited. And they can be troublesome and hard to deploy, especially in the armed forces, where there are in battle literally thousands of variables for each situation, not counting the commander's or the adversary's mind, which itself may have thousands of variables. I'm sure this webinar, therefore, will provide an opportunity for naval officers present here to appreciate the technology and the challenges involved in its implementation more comprehensively. I must compliment the organizers of the webinar for carefully choosing the themes and sub-themes which promise to address the concerns related to artificial intelligence. I would particularly like to thank experts from the industry and academia who have consented to share their experiences and thoughts with us this morning and over the next few days. The number of people who have logged in, not only from the Navy, but also the papers that have been submitted, the large number point to the acute interest in this field, and I think that is really heartening. I'm sure the next 3 days of discussions will be intellectually stimulating, and that by the end of the next, by the end of this webinar, our appreciation of this niche technology would have vastly improved and will enable us to continue to stay ahead of the curve. With that, I would like to wish the webinar all success and all of you good health, particularly in these COVID times. Thank you very much for your kind attention. Shano Varun, Jai Hind.